Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Kennedy Frierson, the COO at Dixie. Kennedy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Actually, your role has changed. You're still the COO of the company, but you're also now the president of Dixie's commercial carpet business, which is the Atlas and Maslin contract brands, right?
That's correct. We have made that transition here just in the last 30 to 60 days.
Mm-hmm. And so David Hobbs is retiring. You're taking over the leadership there. One of the reasons I wanted to do this interview, it's kind of like what Paul Harvey says, you know, the rest of the story, is to talk a little bit about why you've combined the Atlas and the Maslin contract business. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, we need to go back a little bit. Atlas has historically been, for at least 25 years, 100% Antron brand in the marketplace, has held a unique position in terms of signature, design, styling, but also performance, and has been primarily a piece-dyed product offering, making unique products out of multiple fibers to be able to create some of the same looks as solution dye, but with greater flexibility and smaller quantities. Unfortunately, Antron, as the market shifted from white dyeable fibers to solution dyed fibers, had too complex of a product offering and came to us and let us know that they were going to have to dramatically rationalize the amount of fibers that they were able to continue to supply in the white dyeable space. That, unfortunately, has a significant impact on our Atlas product line, and precipitated some strategic meetings and discussions where we felt like the only path forward for us was to combine our two commercial businesses. Atlas could no longer be a viable independent commercial entity and compete in a very competitive market with the commercial specified carpet space.
All right, so let me summarize this for some folks that may not completely understand what you just said. You've suffered a supply relationship, which makes sense because I think everybody knows the tonnage of carpet fiber produced now is down, and Antron, which is a, you know, Koch Industries and Vista organization, has rationalized where they can make money, and they've dialed back on the number of styles. White dyeable, it was kind of the USP, the unique selling proposition for Atlas. I think 75% of the products that they made were white dyeable. Much of the carpet now produced in the commercial business is solution dyed, which means the color is melted in at the time of manufacturing of the yarn. So since Atlas could no longer support their unique position in the business with white dyeable fiber, you've been forced basically to consolidate and move all of the manufacturing assets down to Alabama. Is that right?
That's correct, Kemp. Basically, it was a complete combination. It involved manufacturing assets that we had on the West Coast that were transferred down to our South Alabama operations, which have been traditionally the Maslin contract manufacturing operation. It also involved the combination of sales forces, marketing, product development, all of our customer service, sales administration. Obviously, that has a significant impact on the financial performance of the business. We have lost some share during this. It has had an impact in terms of the company financials during this transition. Do want to thank David Hobbs because he was absolutely critical in leading our company from where we were to where we are today. Today, we feel like we're a much stronger competitor than either Atlas or Maslin was by itself. By combining the sales force, we feel like we've got a very strong representation in the key markets across the country. We feel like we've upgraded our overall sales effort. The combination of the different tufting technologies that Atlas had and Maslin had have really given us a broad array of capabilities that we're able to bring to the marketplace. Our combined product offering is much stronger than either one was separately, continuing to build on the unique patterns and designs from the Atlas side and the broader assortment of price points still with high styling that Maslin has had, you know, with Broadloom, Tile, LVT, and probably the best area rug program in the commercial market space. Our offering, our custom capabilities, we feel like we're able to go to market and compete much more effectively than either brand was independently.
So you come to a decision point and you have to decide, it is a USP, it is what sets you apart, this dyeable look, these many different textures and sheen levels, things that you can't really do with solution dyed. And you have to decide, you know, do we just shift like everybody else and produce solution dyed, or do you find another source and continue to have a wide offering on the dyeable side?
Well, obviously, we cannot continue to have the breadth of offering that we did on the white dyeable side. We're playing a little bit of catch-up in terms of our overall product offering. Elena Cordoba, who was with Atlas for 25 years, has moved and is our lead designer out of South Alabama in our Atlas Maslin contract operations. She is bringing forward some very well-styled, well-designed solution dyed modular tile. We're trying to build out that part of our product portfolio more successfully, but Broadloom is still going to be a key component to our strategy. We will be looking at some piece dyed offerings in the 2020 arena that we feel still maintain the integrity of what Atlas has stood for. More of our focus is going to be from a market segment standpoint as opposed to a product standpoint. And our focus is really supporting our designer to be able to create spaces that people can use and being able to have enough tools to help them do that effectively.
All right, so people buy these soft surface products because of the look. You mentioned that your designer, Elena Cordoba, is now over both of the businesses, and I guess you'll be at Neocon in one space now, right?
That's correct. We've combined our showrooms, and we'd love for all of our clients and customers to come by and visit us in space 10-102. The Atlas Maslin contract space, and we're very optimistic about the crowd.
So I guess most of the pain from as far as the write-offs on the combination, that's all behind us now, right?
It's pretty much through the end of the first quarter was the vast majority of it. There's still a little bit left here in the second quarter of the year, but we feel like we started to see strong order levels and starting to see improved levels of business on our commercial side. And our residential business continues to be strong and profitable. It has consistently gained market share since the downturn in 2009. There are some challenges in the residential business in terms of overall demand that's a little softer than last year, but overall we're continue to be very pleased with where we are with our residential business and are optimistic about the direction of our commercial business and where it looks like it's going to be heading.
And residentially, I mean, I know you've gotten into the LVT business, but I mean, you're still primarily a carpet company. A large percentage of your business is still in carpet, right?
Oh, absolutely. Carpet is still the core of our business, both residentially and commercially. We do offer primarily LVT and some high-end engineered wood in our Fabrica brand, but our success and our focus is primarily in the carpet side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can share with you real quickly, we're doing our retail survey. We've just gotten the results back on the carpet side, and the Dixie brand is doing very well there. You're, I think, in third position in popularity in both quality and design. So congratulations on that. And Kennedy, it's great to talk to you and look forward to seeing you at Neocon. I appreciate you sharing kind of the story behind why Atlas and Maslin Contract are now one business. Again, been talking to Kennedy Frierson, the COO and also president of Dixie's commercial business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.